Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm not Roger. Roger, now last week I told him he couldn't do it 2 weeks in a row. No. I'm David. And the story I have for you today is a Christmas story. Well, let me ask you a question. What do you like to do more? Receive presents or give presents?
Give.
Oh, I love this story. Good answer. I wish I had candy canes for everybody, but I don't. I know, bummers. Title of the story is called Teresina. There were two sisters, Dorothy and Sylvia, and they loved their dolls. Matter of fact, they had two dolls, one Roxana, one Marguerite. And in addition, they had a third doll, because Dorothy's aunt gave her this very special doll called Teresina. Now, they loved to push their dolls around their carriage, and one day they were doing just that. And Sylvia, well, she loved Teresina, because Teresina is such a beautiful doll. Matter of fact, Sylvia's like, I could just kiss her cheeks all the time because she's such a pretty doll. And Dorothy's like, yeah, I really love the fact that Auntie gave me this doll. It's such a wonderful doll. And Teresina, the doll, she's feeling pretty smug about herself. She was so beautiful. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Chris could kiss my cheeks all day long. Yes. Well, they were playing with their dolls. And they were downstairs and having a good time playing with their dolls. And then Dorothy made this comment. She goes, when I'm pushing my Teresina down the sidewalk, there's this one girl, and I just don't like her. Kitty Larson. I don't like her at all. Well, why don't you like Kitty Larson? Sylvia said. Well, every time I push Teresina past her, she makes all these rude remarks. Like Kitty would say, oh, if Teresina was my doll, I could take much better care of her than Dorothy could. And I don't like that, Dorothy said. I wish she would stop saying things like that. And Sylvia's like, well, what do you expect? She's a very poor girl. And all her dolls are all dirty and only have one leg. How can you possibly love those dolls anyway? Yeah, I guess you're right. So they continue to play with their dolls when the front door opened and in comes Mom and baby brother, and Mom had this look of shock on her face. And the girl's like, Mother, what happened? Why do you look the way you look? Oh, you're never going to believe what happened, Mother said. She goes, baby brother and I were walking along the street, we were cruising along, all of a sudden this little girl, she screams out at us, and we just like froze in our tracks right there in the road. And about that time, this car goes zooming past us, just barely missing baby brother, and hit that little girl. And we were like in shock. We ran over to the little girl and tried to see what's wrong with her. Well, what about the little girl? Was she all right? Was she hurt? Well, not too badly, but they took her to the hospital. So I'm going to go see her tomorrow, Mother said. And we're going to go check her out and see how she's doing. Oh, that's just awful, but we're glad baby brother and you are all right. Yeah, we are too, for sure. So Mother went to go visit this girl. And the girl's asked her, did you get her name by chance? You know who she is? And her mother goes, yeah, her name is Catherine. Catherine? That's kind of a weird name. No offense anyway, Catherine up there. But that's just the way the story goes. They didn't think Catherine's a very cool name. I don't know why. That's what the story is. So there's Catherine, and Mom went to go visit her. Well, the girls were like, you know what, Mother? I think we should do something for Catherine. What do you have in mind? I don't know. We should really do something. We should help them out or whatever. Do you know anything about it? And Mother goes, well, yes. Matter of fact, I talked to her mother, and they don't have a whole lot of money. Their dad's been out of work for quite a while, and there's a lot of children. Like, a lot of children. And so they say, hey, I know what we're going to do. It's only 2 days before Christmas. Why don't we throw them a Christmas party? Oh, excellent idea. And so they started making preparations for this Christmas party for these guys. And they even told them, you know what? Why don't you have Catherine invite at least six of her friends? Oh, great idea. So six of her friends were going to come too. Well, Catherine got out of the hospital, and while she was getting out of the hospital, the girls were all making these preparations. They started decorating the house. They started buying presents. Matter of fact, Dorothy and Sylvia decided not only were they going to give some of their money to buy presents, they decided they were going to give away Roxana and Marguerite, two of their favorite dolls. Dorothy, on the other hand, says, yeah, we'll give away those guys, but I'm not going to give away Teresina. I like kissing her cheeks too much, so I can't give away Teresina. So she decided not to do that. Meanwhile, they get everything ready for the party, and the day came for the party. Catherine and her family shows up. They all come in, big crowd, everybody's having a good time. The two girls are upstairs, they're still getting ready for the party, so as, I probably shouldn't go there with all the girls. I'll leave that one alone. Anyway, so the girls are still getting ready for the party. And they come downstairs, and everybody's having a good time, and they're going around greeting everybody and meeting Catherine's friends, but you know what? They couldn't find Catherine. Catherine wasn't anywhere to be found. Where's Catherine? Dorothy asked. Oh, she's in the kitchen with your mom. Oh, great. So Dorothy and Sylvia start marching to go right over to the kitchen. And they walk in, and mother says, girls, glad you're here. I want you to meet. And they didn't hear whatever mom had to say after that, because when they walked from the kitchen, Catherine was actually Kitty Larson, the girl that Dorothy didn't like very well. And their mouths both, their jaws hit the ground. Here's Kitty Larson. Kitty Larson's the one that saved baby brother and mom from that car. And they started thinking to themselves, maybe we should treat her differently. And so they went up to Kitty and they gave her a big hug. And, oh, Kitty, thank you so much for saving our mom and baby brother. I can't believe it. Are you all right? And oh, they just embraced Kitty with everything they had. And when they were all done talking to Kitty, and everything was starting to settle in, and people were eating stuff, Dorothy started feeling kind of bad. She started feeling kind of rough. And so she, like, disappeared. She just started, like, gone for a while. And then she finally came back. When she came back, she had this big smile on her face. Well, about the time she came back, Father Christmas came through the front door. And guess what he was carrying? All kinds of presents, right? He was carrying all these presents. He started passing all these presents and all that. And he had one present left. And he said, now I have a very special present for a very special girl. Is there a very special girl in the room today? Well, of course, we all know it was Kitty Larson. So Kitty Larson kind of raised her hand. Yeah, I think I'm special. Well, sure you are. Here you go, Kitty. And he hands her the present. And she starts opening the present. And Sylvie's like, wait. She can't open it. No, don't open that. No. Big mistake. And Dorothy's like, no. Okay, it's all good. We're good. I'm good. Change my mind. And so Kitty walks up to the two girls and she goes, thank you so much. I cannot believe. Are you sure you can spare her? And Dorothy looked at her and says, I can spare her. She got the brave face as she gave Kitty her doll, Teresina. Now, there's two reasons why I tell you this story. One, because you guys love giving presents, right?
Yes.
And that's what this is about. Jesus came down to earth. Did he come down to get presents, or did he come down to give a present? Oh, big present. Really big present. And nobody's ever going to compare to the present that he gave us, right? Nothing. Not even going to come close. No PS3, no Teresina dolls, nothing. You know the other reason why I tell you this story? It's because when my wife and I and my family joined this church, my wife went around introducing herself as Jane. Those of you that know us know Jane. Well, Jane's not her name. Well, it is, but it isn't. Jane is her middle name. Her first name is Teresina. Matter of fact, you don't say it like Teresina, you say it like Tresina. You don't say the first E. The reason why she tells you it's Jane is because she doesn't want you stumbling over her first name. So if you want to really impress her, like I did for our first date, where all I had was my guide, and I wrote it down on a piece of paper, one of the phone number, and when I called her up, I said, all I knew is it didn't sound like it looked. So when I called her up, I said, hey, Tresina, you want to go for a date? I was in. And so I got it right first time. So go on and impress her, just walk up and say, how's your first name is Tresina? Yes. That's why I tell you a story, because everybody asks you where her first name came from. That's where it came from. Uncle Arthur's Bedtime Stories. Oh. So now you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. Thank you very much, and I say you can go back to your seats, but I think you guys are performing, so I'll go back to my seat.